Well, greetings everyone, and welcome to a typical day in the life of Gwentlian. This being the third challenge for February. Now, I must warn you that my life to some might seem rather boring. It does to me at times. I am unfortunately not employed at the moment because I have some health issues that are preventing me from engaging in full-time employment, and I haven't found anything part-time that I can do from home. I'm still looking, though. I haven't given up. Never lose hope. The motto of champions. Anyway, I do some volunteer work on a regular basis, though, so that keeps me at least somewhat productive. Well, I am an early riser. This is a fairly recent phenomenon. It all started when these health issues of mine cropped up, and I had to start on a very strict meds regimen. So now I have a fairly stringent schedule that I have to adhere to, and I have to be up by a certain hour to take my meds. I used to be a nighthawk, and I would stay up all night and then sleep in all the morning. And I've actually discovered that I like it the other way around. I like being an early riser. I have become a morning person. I mean, I was forced to do so through circumstances in my life that changed, but now I find it's made me a happier person. I don't like to waste the days anymore. So, when I get up, my day almost invariably starts with something that sounds a little like this.
Hi, this is John Moore, and this is the podcast for More in the Morning for Tuesday, the 3rd of February. On the show today, we talked to our germ expert, Jason Tetreault, about measles. We spent time on the roundtables talking about vaccines and measles. But we begin with an interview with the mother of an Islamic terrorist.
Now, that is the podcast for a radio show called More in the Morning that is available every day on newstalk1010.com or on the actual radio station newstalk1010 from 5:30 in the morning until 9. That was the podcast, obviously, but I actually generally listen to the radio show itself almost every day. This morning I missed it because I was really tired. But usually I catch it because the host is very clever and witty and funny, and he generally has a lot of really interesting guests on. Also, the show is full of informative news bites and good weather forecasts, so it kind of gets my day started and tells me what I need to know. News Talk 1010, by the way, is a radio station based from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and it's my favorite radio station ever. I listen to a lot of shows on there, actually. Anyhow, so while More in the Morning is on, I will usually lie in bed for the first hour, hour and a half or so, and then I'll get up and make myself a coffee and have my breakfast and take my meds and, you know, do a few household chores, that kind of thing. I don't always listen until 9, but generally I do if the guests that he has on that day are particularly good. Sorry, my computer was alerting me that a program wants to run in the background or something. So then after that, I almost invariably check Audio Boom because it has taken over my life. Help! I'm an Audio Boom addict. And I sort of feel like my morning hasn't quite begun it until I've listened to a few people's morning boos, including McColgan's Morning Thoughts. So I will spend some time doing that and catching up with Audio Boom. Then if it's a Tuesday, as it is today, I do some volunteer work for an organization called Teletouch, and that provides security calls and friendly conversation to senior citizens who are either shut in or don't have any family in the area. So we call and check on them and make sure they're okay, and also generally they like to talk because they don't hear from a whole lot of people, so we'll just let them babble away for 10 or 15 minutes and provide whatever conversation they're interested in on that given day. So I do my work for Teletouch on Tuesdays. I'm all done for the day. What else do I do on a typical day? Well, I will take care of housework. If the weather is nice, I'll go for a walk. I read a lot. I'm currently reading a really good book called The Cat Who Went to Paris, which is about a screenwriter and former cat hater who has a cat foisted upon him by his girlfriend, and he actually discovers that he's falling in love with this little Scottish fold kitten. It's a true story. It's a memoir told from both the point of view of the screenwriter and the cat. It's quite humorous and engaging. If I'm not reading a book, I almost always read my local newspaper because I'm such a news junkie. There's a local magazine that a friend of mine from church publishes, which I've also begun to read on a regular basis. And basically it's an urban affairs magazine that discusses all the goings on in the city. This lady from my church, she's connected to everyone. So it's like she knows everything, and if there's anything I need to know, I can always find it in her columns. It's very cool. I listen to lots of music. And yeah, as I said, because Audio Boom is such an important aspect of my life, I have to check it at least 3 times a day, sometimes more. I've spent hours just listening to people's boos and catching up, because like I'm following so many people now that my timeline is full. It used to be that I'd only have a few boos a day to hear, but now I could spend all day listening to boos, and sometimes I do if I'm really not busy. I often have meetings that take me to church because sorry, I'm thinking about that song, Take Me to Church by, oh god, what's his name? I want to call him Hoser. That's not his name. That's totally not his name, sorry. I hate that song too, by the way. I wish I hadn't thought of it. He's some Irish guy. No offense to anyone listening who happens to be Irish. Oh my word, what is his name? I call him Hoser. sorry. Back on topic now, Gwentlian. Yes, so I have meetings that take me out to church on a fairly regular basis, and usually they last for a long time, because I'm on 2 different committees and we usually have a fair amount to discuss. Then if there are special services throughout the year, as we often do have, I'm on the cleanup crew, so I will go out and help out in the kitchen after a meal, or after like a certain reception or whatever that's been held. So I do a lot for my church. I'm on the discipleship committee and the search committee. Sometimes I have documents that I get because of being on these committees that I have to work on from home, so I do that as well. And I like to write. I haven't really done a whole lot of that until just recently. I used to write constantly, but some health problems kind of changed that for me. It's a long story. And so I only just got back into the writing recently, but you know, now I will sometimes spend some of my time doing that. So there you have it, folks. Just a little snapshot of what goes on in my rather uneventful life.